You know, they know what they're doing and why they're doing it, and they're doing it with the right people. And if they can stay healthy, and, you know, and do the right things right at the right times, they're going to be extremely competitive.
Would you be in the stands this year watching this team?
You know, I'm in the stands, but I'm at home. You know, it's almost a 90-mile round trip to come into the games, and I've been invited, but I like watching them at home. You know, and I can sit there, I can sip on my own Vermeil wines and watch Andy sweat, you know, and then I can watch the second game, then I can watch the third game and fall asleep about the second half of the third game.
Coach, you got to see a lot of Nick Foles today. What do you make of the rookie quarterback? I know it's a small sample.
I have seen very little of him. You know, I saw him play, of course, on television a little bit, and he's very impressive. And I think he fits in the offensive scheme, you know, and he's extremely well coached. He's very fortunate to be drafted into a program that can really do a great job with a quarterback. You know, sometimes quarterbacks are victims of their situation. Sometimes they're beneficiaries. I think kids that come here at the quarterback position, Marty Wink does a great job with these guys and with Andy's scheme. It's conducive to produce good production early.
What impressed you the most about Andy Reid, the fact that he's able to remain a coach in this city for as long as he has?
Well, he's the strength of character. You know, if he's, you know, it's a given that he's a great football coach, but his strength of character and the positive human being that he is, and how he handles the adverse situations as well as the good situations. He's a leader, you know. Yeah, he's a good friend.
You've known him for many years. Has he changed throughout the years, or has he pretty much remained steadfast as long as you've known him?
He's gotten a little thinner. Yeah, I think he looks great. No, I think Andy knows what has to be done, and I really believe he's the guy that will eventually get it done here in Philadelphia. I mean, win a world championship, but it's tough, and you've got to have experience some good fortune. You've got to have good luck. You've got to stay healthy. You can't turn the ball over. A ball can't get batted up in the air sometime in a critical, tight game, you know, because there are so many other teams trying to do it as well as Andy's doing it, you know, and it's tough.
Dick, can you share with us what you know about what Andy has gone through this summer with the loss of a son?
You know, I said this. I don't know if anyone can share that experience unless they've experienced it themselves. I can tell you what it's like to have other problems, lose a Super Bowl and all that. I can't tell you how it is to handle these kind of problems. But if anyone has the strength of character and toughness to proceed, move forward, and handle it in a proper way, it would be Andy Reid and his family. You know, he's, like I've said along, he's a strong-minded, tough character human being with a great faith, and he will find a way to continue to grow as a coach, and I think make a real positive contribution to Philadelphia football.